a lot of people may have assumed that they would just get insurance or health care for free now, and if they didn't have insurance, they would just get it for free. Or if they didn't buy it, they would just get it for free. But the bottom line is everybody's going to be paying. And everybody's going to be paying under a system where they're going to get the kind of insurance or health care coverage that the government wants them to have, and not necessarily the kind that they, the individual, want to have. And so this is very much a government-driven decision-making process where the people in Washington, D.C., the Independent Payment Advisory Board, they're going to be making health care decisions for.
Yeah. Well, and I remember, Corey, 3 or 4 years ago when Sarah Palin came out and talked about quote-unquote death panels that would be put in place as part of Obamacare. She was absolutely crucified and vilified in the media because of this assertion of death panels. And now it's come out that she was absolutely right.
Well, you have this Independent Payment Advisory Board that was set up to look at how care is going to or is not going to be delivered. It's not a decision that's going to be made between the patient and the doctor, but it's a decision that's going to be made between the bureaucrat and the health care provider, and what they can do and what they will not be able to do. It's particularly the case for Medicare. The board is an unelected group of bureaucrats. It actually has a bipartisan opposition. Both Republicans and Democrats have tried to repeal the IPAP board, but it's so far without luck.